Howard Hendricks once said, after having talked to many parents, and I've done this too, I found so many people who would say, if I had to do it all over again, I would do less for my children and make them do and teach them to do more for themselves. If I had to do it all over, I'd do less for my children and teach them to do more for themselves.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. You know, just like a growing season for plants, you have to go through various seasons in order to mature. In this message series, Pastor Rick shows you how to make the most out of the seasons of life, no matter which one you're in. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a resource that's perfect for anyone feeling spiritually run down. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Season of Parenting.
Now, number four, if you look on the back of your outline, kids need not only compassion, counsel, and correction, but they need confidence. They need confidence because the fact is, life is tougher today on kids than it's ever been before. Would you agree with this? You wouldn't want to be a kid growing up today, believe me. You wouldn't. Because of the pressures, the stress, the pace, the value systems, the expectations on kids are enormously greater than they were even just a generation ago. And that generation, it was greater than the generation before. And our world is tough on kids' self-esteem. In fact, listen to this. In California, educators discovered through national testing or state testing that related to self-esteem, 85% of all third graders have strong self-esteem, tested out a strong self-esteem. In other words, they felt pretty good by themselves, about themselves. By junior high, that figure had dropped to 65%. Only 65% of all junior hires feel good about themselves, have good self-esteem. But when they tested in high school, by high school graduation, the seniors, only 5% registered high self-esteem. 5%. What's it saying? It's saying that the older our kids get, the worse they feel about themselves. Why? Because we are living in a society that is constantly tearing everything down. In a negative world where everything is, you can't do it, you are no good, you lower your values, your moral standards, then you're going to create guilt in your own life, and kids don't feel good about themselves. You know, we're coming up on prom night here in the next couple weeks for all our schools. More kids lose their virginity on prom night than any other day of the year. And I don't understand parents who are letting their kids go off and rent hotel rooms and stuff. The stupidity of that is the fact that one day you will be accountable to God and God's going to say, why did you do that? Why did you let your kids go to that event or see that movie or see that pornography or whatever? You will be held accountable for it. Yuri Bronfenbrenner of Cornell University says, America's families and their children are in trouble so deep and so pervasive as to threaten the future of our nation. The source of the trouble is nothing less than a national neglect of children and those primarily engaged in their care, the American parent. Our national rhetoric withstanding, in other words, all this talk about family values, the actual pattern of life in America today are such that children and families come last in our schedule. I come last. Now listen, the world is so negative, the last thing kids need when they come home is more negativity. 1 Colossians 3:21 says this, don't scold your children so much that they become discouraged and quit trying. Let me ask you something. Are you an unpleasable parent? You know, it's so easy to look at the negative in your kid's life. Cup half full, half empty. What is it? What do you see? You know, if they get C's, you want B's. If they get B's, you want A's. If they get A's, you want straight A's. Finally, the Bible says kids just give up. Unpleasable parents produce insecure kids.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. The second half is coming right up, so please stay with us.
It's no secret that here in our nation and all around the world, the spiritual and moral foundation is deteriorating, leaving many people without hope. We need a dramatic awakening to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope to disheartened and hurting people across our country and around the globe. How can you help? By becoming a partner in hope. Your regular monthly support will help us continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation and all around the world, on air and online. And to say thanks, when you give to this broadcast ministry, Rick wants to send you a signed copy of Re-Energize Your Life, a first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching. This high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. If you feel led to become a partner in hope, or you'd like to send a one-time gift, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004 or by visiting PastorRick.com. When you give a gift, Rick has asked us to send you this amazing resource. So contact us right now to get yours at 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
Unpleasable parents produce insecure kids. How do you raise confident kids? Look at the next verse. If you love someone, you'll always believe in him and always expect the best. If you want to raise confident kids, you got to build them up more than you tear them down. You got to give more strokes than you give pokes. You got to give more cheers than you give jeers. Now, here's the thing. Many parents think, well, if I just balance it out, if I give an equal amount of positive to the negative, it'll be okay. No. You need to give about 10 praises for every negative you give. Why? Because the negative is what you remember. If you were to walk out on the patio out here and you were to get 10 compliments and one criticism, which one would you go home and remember? There's no question about it, okay? If I get 10 cards from people say, Pastor Rick, that sermon really helped me a lot, and one of them said, you're off the wall, which one do you think I think about the most? It's just human nature. And so every time you give a negative, a correction, you need about 10 positives on the other side of the scale to balance that out because they are not equal. Does that make sense? You've got to overemphasize the positive because you inevitably have to do the negative. Now, every child needs somebody in their corner, somebody who's their cheerleader, somebody who believes in them, who says, I know you can do it. I believe in you. I think you're terrific. You're the best. Go for it. I'm behind you. I know you can make it. Kids need confidence. Number five, kids need celebration. Celebration. And what I'm saying here, that's just a fancy word for fun. Families ought to have fun. The home should be a place to play. Really. And this is a major fault in many, many homes where the parents are basically good parents. They're watching out for their kids. But you know what? You just don't have enough fun at home. You don't. You know why? You're too busy. And you come home with your to-do list after work's over. And all that stuff's got to be done. And you just don't have time for fun. Now, do you endure your kids or do you enjoy them? Kids need celebration. Look at this verse. People ought to enjoy every day of their lives. Notice it says every day. People ought to enjoy every day of their lives, no matter how long they live. Families ought to be fun. They really ought to be fun. You know, I have to be honest with you. My kids couldn't care less that I've written 4 books. It's no big deal to them. And they are not impressed that I've spoken all around the world and done seminars and spoken to crowds as many as 50,000 people in the Superdome. They're not impressed about the awards I win or the honors that I receive. What they want to know is this. Is Daddy fun? Is Daddy fun? And that's the thing that they're going to remember when they grow up. Daddy was fun. And I work at this. And we have at our house what we call Daddy's Magical Mystery Tours. Where periodically I just shake the whole schedule up and say, forget with routine, we're going to go have fun. And I have been known to wake up the kids in the middle of the night and put them in the car and go somewhere in the middle of the night and do something outrageous on a school night. And so what if they miss a day of school? They're going to remember that event. That's what they're going to remember. And they're going to remember the event that I've got them up real early in the morning and made them eat French toast that I colored green. And I could go on and on and on about the goofy things that I do with my kids. You have fun with them. You enjoy them. Because no single day of routine is going to make or break their life. But a single special event that is so wild and crazy and fun, kids will never forget. So we want everything to be as fun as possible. And since I want my kids to have a positive attitude toward the Lord and toward church, we make church as fun as possible. And we laugh. And we do things like, you know, we laugh at bulletin bloopers. In fact, we collect them. I thought I'd read a few of them to you today from our collection. These are actual bulletin bloopers. Don't let worry kill you. Let the church help. Remember in prayer the many who are sick of our church and community. Thursday, there will be a meeting of the Little Mothers Club. All wishing to become little mothers, please see the minister in his study. Actual announcements. This being Easter, we've asked Mrs. Lewis to come forward and lay an egg on the altar. A bean supper will be held Tuesday evening in the church hall. Music will follow. At the evening service tonight, the sermon topic will be, what is hell? Come early and listen to the choir practice. Yeah, right. This afternoon there will be a meeting in the north and south ends of the church. Children will be baptized at both ends. Tuesday at 4 p.m. there will be an ice cream social. All ladies giving milk, please come early. Well, Wednesday, the Ladies Literary Society will meet and Mrs. Johnson will sing Put Me in My Little Bed, accompanied by the Reverend. On Sunday, a special collection will be taken to defray the expenses of a new carpet. All those wishing to do something on the carpet, please get a piece of paper. The service will close with little drops of water. One of the ladies will quietly start and the rest of the congregation will join in. And then often in our family, just for the fun of it, we do Bible quizzes. And we look for funny things in the Bible. For instance, verses like, why is it spiritual to be overweight? Leviticus 3:16 says, all the fat is the Lord's. What do John the Baptist and Winnie the Pooh have in common? Same middle name. Here we go. This is good for Orange County. What is the biblical basis for being a Republican? Ecclesiastes 10:2. The heart of the wise inclines to the right, but the heart of the fool to the left. How does a California Christian know when they've been sunburned? They die and go to heaven, and God says, well done. Let me tell you something. If you're not having fun with your kids at home, you're not celebrating, don't be surprised if they don't want to spend time at home. And if you don't have fun with your kids and really enjoy them, don't be surprised when they grow up and move out that they don't want to come back very often. Because they won't remember it as a place of, boy, that's a place to go and have fun. That's a place to go and have fun. You need to not just endure your kids. You need to enjoy them. Number six, kids need challenges. They need experiences that stretch them, that reveal their talents, that expose their spiritual shape and develop that shape for ministry. They need challenges that are where they develop responsibility. You see, one of the most important life skills that all of us have to learn is how to be responsible. Now, how do you teach responsibility to your children? There's only one way, folks. Give them the opportunity. Trust them with responsibility. Nothing develops us faster. Nothing develops us faster. Nothing develops your kids faster than trusting them with responsibility, giving them control. Will they make mistakes? Absolutely. You did too. Growing up, you did too. Will they sometimes be irresponsible when you give them responsibility? Yes, they will. But if you hold on to responsibility, you're actually hurting your children. Because the goal of parenting from the moment they're born is to move them from parent control in the early years to self-control in the middle years, to where they understand God's love and His plan for their life and move to God's control over their life. From parent control to self-control to God's control. That means you have to give up control. And from the moment they're born, you got to start working on that. Because only by giving it away, you see, when we take responsibility for people, we take it away from people. And if you treat your children as babies and you don't let them grow up, you'll have to diaper them the rest of your life, and you're filling the world with another codependent person. Howard Hendricks once said, after having talked to many parents, and I've done this too, I've found so many people who would say, if I had to do it all over again, I would do less for my children and make them do and teach them to do more for themselves. If I had to do it all over, I'd do less for my children and teach them to do more for themselves. Because the only way we grow is by being given challenges that stretch us, that develop us, that build responsibility in our lives. Luke 16 says this, whoever can be trusted with a little can also be trusted with a lot. And if you can't be trusted with the things that belong to someone else, who will give you the things of your own? Would you write this down next to this? Kids respond to responsibility. And having talked with many parents over the year and seen this in my own life, I believe that it's far better to err. I really do. I believe it's far better to err on the side of giving too much responsibility than not trusting them enough. I really believe that. That it's better to err. You're going to make mistakes either way. But I think it's better to err on giving them too much, trusting them too much rather than trusting them too little. Because your goal is to produce a person who walks not just under their own self-control, but under God's control. Then finally, number seven, kids need consistency. They need consistency from their parents. That we're not fickle, that we're not always changing our mind, that we don't live in a home where the mother or the father is a Dr. Jekyll and a Mr. Hyde and keeps changing back and forth. That's what the damage of alcohol can do and many other things. But our model for consistency, of course, is our Heavenly Father. Psalm 145, verse 13 and 17 says, "The Lord is faithful to all his promises and fair in all that he does." Circle the word faithful and fair. That's what consistency is all about. As parents, we have to be faithful to our promises and fair in our decisions. Because if you're not consistent, if you're inconsistent parents not only produce insecure children, it produces bitter children. There is no greater source of bitterness in people's lives than broken promises. "Oh yeah, son, I'm going to take you out there. We're going to do that. We're going to do it." And then you don't. Now, at this point in the message, you may start to be feeling a little frustrated. Or having gone through the evaluation of these seven areas, you may be feeling a little inadequate. You may even be feeling guilty. And I want to say to you from the bottom of my heart, that's not my point in this message. It's not my goal to work up a bunch of guilt so that you realize how lousy or how much you need to improve in these areas. Because the truth is this. There are no perfect parents. There are no perfect families because there are no perfect people. And the fact is, you were raised by imperfect parents. And your parents were raised by imperfect parents. And so were theirs, because there's never been a perfect person on this earth except for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to say to you about that, that the Bible promises to bless your life. God will bless your life if you honor your father and your mother.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. Now, if you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. It's no secret that in our nation and around the world, the spiritual and moral foundation is deteriorating, leaving many people without hope. We need a dramatic awakening to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope to disheartened and hurting people across the country and around the globe. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
One of the reasons that I started Daily Hope is to take the message of hope, not just across our country, but all around the world, to people who need a shot of encouragement, who need the message and word of hope in a discouraging day. And that message can only be found in Jesus. Would you help me with this? I really need your help. I can't do it by myself. And I'd like to ask you to become my partner in the Daily Hope ministry. If you'll make a monthly investment as a partner in hope, you can help me broadcast these life-transforming messages from God's Word, not just here in America, but in podcasts and online and literally all around the world. And I want to say thanks for your support. And as your first gift of being a partner in hope, I want to send you a signed copy. I'll sign this copy of my new Bible study tool called Re-energize Your Life. I know it'll help you grow. It's an important resource. I'm very proud of it. I'm excited to offer it to you. And we want to offer it to you as you become a partner in hope together with us. God bless you. Let me hear from you.
If you feel led to become a partner in hope, or you'd simply like to make a one-time gift, please call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Either way, Rick has asked us to send you this high-quality vegan leather-bound four-color journal experience book. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, as well as verses and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. So contact us right now to get yours at 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.